Texans Weekly. Again, the 33-28 loss at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts. But there were a few things to glean from this one from the positive standpoint. Arian Foster goes over 100 yards. Andre Johnson eclipses the 13,000 career yard mark. And time now to just go back up to the booth and hear from the guys who called this one, Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware.
Andre, this was a real tough one. I mean, you're down 24-0 after one. Somehow they found their way back into the game, but ultimately came up short in another exciting loss, but a loss.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where you hate to go back and you look at one play, but the final drive where you give Ryan Fitzpatrick the football again, as a quarterback in the back of your head, the clock is running, and you know exactly how much time you have for a play. Then it's time to get rid of the football. There, once you make the first guy miss, you reshuffle your feet. If nobody's open, ball comes out, and it should be thrown about 8 miles in the stands to fight again on second down.
Yeah, well, let's talk about how they got back into the game. And look, they made a lot of plays offensively, there's no doubt. And they made one very big play defensively. Well, several, but J.J. Watt does it again.
I don't know what's left to do with J.J. Watt in terms of what he's able to do as a playmaker on the defensive side of the ball. He continues to make plays. Play after play, he's just about unblockable around the line of scrimmage. He's great in the run game. We know he can rush the passer. And we're talking about a guy that's really not in a longer defensive end type body. He's doing this as pretty much a defensive tackle, kind of out a little bit wider, but it's amazing to continue to watch his career transform.
So, Dre, how did it happen early so badly? They looked kind of lethargic early. They couldn't deal with Andrew Luck, and they couldn't move the ball at all offensively.
It took them a while to actually get going in this football game, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was the energy from the crowd. They were just looking for one spark to really get this football team going, and all of a sudden, they were able to get on the scoreboard. They figured out a way to climb back with two scores down. J.J. Watt makes a play, and now the entire electricity of the building, it's on fire here, and he's energizing a complete team, so to speak, and you just have to take care of the football. Close matchups, it comes down to one quarterback play and two turnovers, and if you can limit the turnovers, you got a chance to win. The Andre Johnson fumble as you're driving down the field, those things will lose you football game.
All right, this is two losses in a row after a 3-1 start, so they're 3-3. Give me something encouraging as they get ready to face Pittsburgh on the road, then Tennessee.
Well, it's tough that you go into those two games, another divisional game after Pittsburgh, but certainly a tough one in Pittsburgh. They'll be a little bit healthier by the time the Texans get there in about, somewhere around 10 days or so.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. What's encouraging is that you were down in two ball games and you were able to fight your way back. Now, all you have left is to get over the hurdle, so to speak, when you got close against the Cowboys and certainly had this a chance to win tonight.
All right. Well, it was a tough one to take, but they'll have to live with it and regroup when they face Pittsburgh Monday night.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we'll come back, we'll head into the locker room and hear what the players had to say.